Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight, we begin our Lenten season with the imposition of ashes, and we hear again those ancient words. Remember, from dust you came, and to dust you shall return. We hear those words to remind us that we are the created and not the creator. That is to say, we are made. We are designed. Our life is life that is derived. We do not have inherent life. We have life only as God sees fit to give it to us. And the Lenten season reminds us that we have squandered that gift of life in our own selfishness and sinfulness. We've taken the gift of life and squeezed out of it all that we could for ourselves. Very oftentimes, with no thought as to the kindness and the magnificent generosity of our Creator to grant us this life. All this is to say that Lent is our season to ponder and to consider our place and to be reminded that we are indeed in desperate, desperate need. That we have no good that dwells in us on our own, and that the only good we do have is only what the grace of God alone grants to us. We are indeed made of dust. And to dust, God promises that we shall return. But that is not the end of our story. Because of the surpassing grace of our great Creator God, in His mercy and undeserved kindness toward us through Jesus Christ, He has made provision for our sinful selves and granted us a certain hope. Hope through the death and resurrection of His only Son, Jesus Christ. That is the ultimate reflection of shadow and light. And shadow and light is the theme we hold on to during this Lenten journey. Though the shadow of sin and death is ever with us, so also is the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as we travel this Lenten path of shadow and light this year, we'll do so by looking at various pairs of people in Scripture that help us to see this truth. Now, tonight, it's two disciples that provide us with our view of shadow and light. We look tonight at Judas and Peter, both followers of Jesus. Now, these men traveled with our Lord since He was baptized in the Jordan River and returned from 40 days of wandering and temptation in the wilderness. These two men, along with the other disciples and the up to 70 others or so that formed the core group around Jesus during His earthly ministry, these particular two men have known and have seen all that Jesus taught and did. They had the best seats in the house for the life of Jesus on earth. And in truth, don't we envy them in many ways? And yet today, it's these two, both Judas and Peter, that we must step back from and observe the passage of shadow and light that comes across their lives. Now, yes, it would be easy to say, go and be like Peter and not like Judas. And we might think that's enough. But we do ourselves a disservice this way. That won't do unless we allow ourselves to first of all see these two men as perhaps Jesus may have viewed them, in seeing them from his perspective as much as humanly possible from our text and from our distance of time, we may come to learn something about ourselves. In the reading today, both went away from Jesus. One, Peter, went weeping and miserable. And yet, he did not feel that he could take matters into his own hands, while the other also went out full of remorse and sadness. But rather than weep, Judas felt that he must take control, that he alone knew best, and so he hanged himself. He cut himself off from any further hope. While Peter also felt remorse, he did not try to fix things on his own. Having done a bit of reading on these two men, Peter, it almost might seem, you know, he's the hot-headed, impulsive, and talkative Peter. He might be the one, you would think, to take his own life in a fit of self-hatred and loathing. While instead the studious and worldly wise Judas might want to wait and see what sort of an angle he could play. But no. Judas instead decides his own fate by his own hand. Peter weeps bitterly into his hands, but Judas, after trying to make his case to those to whom he had betrayed Jesus and failing to do so, Judas goes and rather than weeps, he takes his own life. The shadow of guilt is upon both of these men, and deservedly so. And yes, we have to acknowledge that Judas does bear the greater guilt. However, unlike Peter, Judas decides to put himself beyond hope. And while within a day, Peter, as well as the other disciples, the followers, and the women, will be grieving over the loss of their friend and rabbi Jesus as he hangs on the tree of crucifixion, Judas will not be with them to mourn. Peter will. And Peter will live to see the light of Easter dawn. And with the rising of that morning's sun will come the rising of the Son of God as well. And with him comes a hope that will burn in Peter longer and stronger than the remorse he now feels. But it's that remorse that will be replaced by redemption from Jesus, that will grant to Peter the light of hope eternal. The light of forgiveness will burn within Peter till his dying day. And on that day, his hope will have been fulfilled. His dying day, unlike that of Judas, takes place after the resurrection of our Lord. And so too for you and I. When in the shadow of our sin and sorrow, we too feel the darkness over our sinful ways, we, like Peter and Judas, we may have tears of bitter sorrow, and we may experience remorse. But unlike Judas, we do not take matters into our own hands to put ourselves beyond hope. No. We weep with Peter. And with Peter, we will go to the cross and mourn the loss of our beloved Lord. And yes, we too will see the light of Easter dawn. The light of hope will shine through the shadow of the darkness of our sin to be overcome by the grace of God. And so, as we said, go and be like Peter, not like Judas. Go and, yes, weep over your sin. But go also knowing for certain that the resurrection light of Jesus that dawned for Peter dawns for you too. Let that light burn away the shadow of your sorrow and tears for sin. And then let that light bathe you with the hope that will carry you to your dying day. That light is Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.